This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. Hope you had a great weekend. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. And it's Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January the 19th, a day of service. And here's to those who are contributing to our community. Thanks for listening and doing that. And here is the news. Well, national park goers will not get free admission on Martin Luther King Jr. Day this year, today. That's because the National Park Service removed it from the special list of free entry days. One new addition in its place is President Trump's birthday, which also happens to be Flag Day. Omar Montgomery is president of the Rocky Mountain chapter of the NAACP. He says the change feels like erasing history.
If the federal government is sending the message that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a day that we don't have special accommodations for people to get into national parks for free, then what you're saying is this day is also not important for our schools to be able to talk about the holiday.
National parks have waived entry fees on MLK Day, dating back to 2011. Of the new Palo District at the site of the former Fiesta Mall in Mesa will host a so-called AI venture studio. Craig Hawney has more on what that means for the area now zoned as a theme park district.
The business will be a place where startups can pitch an AI product and have it developed with the backers LG Electronics and the venture capital firm NovaWave.
To be able to figure out how do you commercialize and make these really great problem-solving ideas into reality.
That's Vicky Mayo, CEO of Sunny Day Sports and founder of the Palo District. The business venture studio is expected to be housed inside the Women's Health Campus Mayo announced last month. She says she envisions office buildings, mixed-use retail, residential units, and a stadium facility there. But she did not provide details on when some of those plans will come to fruition. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A new University of Arizona study shows climate change has reduced incomes in the U.S. by 12%. Lead author Derek Lemoyne told KJZZ's The Show weather disruptions in your area play a role, but he said weather disruptions everywhere else are an even bigger factor.
So it's not just about building a seawall or installing air conditioning in your current location. It's also about your whole supply chain is going to look different as a business. And the cost of everything you want to buy, some things could be higher, some things could be lower, but everything is going to change.
Lemoyne said climate change impacts include things like mortality, productivity, crop yields, and energy demand, all of which have had ripple effects on the economy. Well, the federal government is reopening its environmental review of the Greenlink North transmission line after conservation groups challenged the original review. The roughly 350-mile line would cross public land in northern Nevada, connecting energy projects to the regional grid. Opponents argue the initial analysis underestimated impacts to sensitive wildlife habitats. Patrick Donnelly with the Center for Biological Diversity says the issue isn't whether transmission gets built, but where.
We need to pick the least harmful places to do it. Greenlink North is in the worst possible place it could be for the greater sage grouse.
BLM officials say the updated review will take a closer look at those concerns, a process that could influence how future transmission projects are approved across the West. The internationally renowned Michelin Guide will be coming to Arizona in 2026. The famous restaurant guide will be reviewing restaurants in the Southwest for the first time this year. As Connor Greenwald reports, the state tourism office invested money to bring the guide to Arizona.
The Arizona Office of Tourism paid $200,000 to bring Michelin inspectors to review Arizona restaurants in 2026. Josh Coddington is with the Arizona Office of Tourism. He said promotional efforts such as recognition through Michelin help promote the culinary industry in Arizona.
This is a good play for us to be included in a Southwest guide here, especially because our competitor states are going to be in this guide as well.
Coddington said foodies are a key demographic targeted for tourism in the state. He said tourists consider the availability of Michelin guide restaurants when deciding on a vacation destination. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Arizona School for the Deaf and Blind has announced it will move its Tucson campus to a nearby, soon-to-be-closed elementary school. From the Education Desk, Bridget Dowd reports.
Earlier this month, Amphitheater Public Schools decided to close four of its elementary schools due to funding issues and declines in enrollment. One of those was Copper Creek Elementary School in Oro Valley. Speaking through an interpreter in a recent video message to the community, ASDB Superintendent Annette Reichman announced a five-year agreement to lease Copper Creek.
ASDB is facing declining revenues due to both fewer students and less federal and state funds. In addition, both the Tucson campus and the Phoenix campus have deteriorating buildings and infrastructure.
Reichman says they'll relocate over the summer and the fall semester will begin on the new campus. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The city of Phoenix has submitted a bid to host the USA Track and Field Olympic Trials Marathon in 2028. The event would be a first for the city. Ignacio Ventura has more.
These trials determine the athletes from the United States who will participate in the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Phoenix will be competing with St. Louis to host the marathon trials. Phil DuMonte is CEO of Brooksy Race Productions, and he co-authored the bid.
Next investment is really in safety and security as the foundation for everything that we do. So we would require an increased level of event security and infrastructure to be similar to major political and championship events.
While he cannot go into specific details of the course itself, DuMonte says the start and finish points would be at Hans Park. According to the city, the host cities can expect an overall economic impact of $13.5 million from hosting the competitive event. A host city will be selected in May. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona spending $350,000 to build and run a peer support program for people with gambling problems. Matthew Casey has details on that.
Gambling has been legal in Arizona since the early 2000s, and this is the fifth year of sports betting, which lets people use their phone to gamble.
We do see numbers increasing as far as folks seeking treatment, seeking helpline support, and other services.
Elise Mickelson is director of the state's Division of Problem Gambling, which has contracted a firm called Deserve Counseling to build a program offering help from those who've lived the same experience.
When someone talks to a peer who has been there, shame and isolation is reduced. People are more likely to seek help when they feel understood and not judged.
Mickelson says services could be available as soon as July. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, this Thursday, the Tempe City Council will hold its first public hearing on an ordinance that would, at minimum, mandate that establishments carry drink-spiking kits to test beverages for drugs. Before presenting the ordinance, the city says it heard from businesses and other organizations who shared feedback about liability, compliance, and reporting. Here's Tempe Councilmember Randy Keating.
We got some feedback from stakeholders, that had some concerns. We wanted to make sure that we were addressing those concerns. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have the best possible policy without sacrificing any public safety.
Keating says the city would provide a tax rebate on the liquor licenses of those businesses that decide to provide test kits at no cost. A new arena football team plans to come to Arizona soon. The Arizona Juggernauts will play as part of the International Arena League, which consists of teams in the U.S. and Europe. Ignacio Ventura has more.
The league says it plays arena football with higher scoring and faster action. At a recent conference, the team introduced the head coach as Jay Allen, a former collegiate athlete residing in Phoenix. The team plans to play its seven home games at Mullett Arena in Tempe. The season is expected to kick off in April with a $2 million championship prize for the last group standing at the end of the season. The Juggernauts are not the first indoor football team in the state, though. The Arizona Rattlers, which play in the Indoor Football League, have also been playing in the state since the 1990s. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports basketball, after snapping a two-game losing streak with a win over the Knicks in Manhattan Saturday, the surprising Suns continue their journey across the river tonight in Brooklyn against the Nets. Phoenix on the fourth stop of a six-game road trip. They are eight games over 500, one of the NBA's early surprises this season. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, January the 19th. I'm Phil Latzman. Enjoy the Martin Luther King Day holiday. This day of service, go do something that fills that role. And we'll be back at you tomorrow when we're back to work and school on a Tuesday. Talk to you then.